Senate were not.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Warring on my TV. Oh, but
At 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good morning once again. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff here in the air chair saying hey to you here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial, as well as Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and at TracyandFriends.com. You can catch us all those good places. Come hang out with us and voice your view. We want to hear what you have to say from across this nation about everything that's going on. Due to the government shutdown, we just may be at the place where the FCC is not listening. So if you we still don't want you to act up because we might get in trouble and get kicked out the air. So don't cuss on the radio, because if you're hearing us on the internet, because it doesn't mean that we're just on the internet. Because we're on terrestrial radio here in our area as well. And they tell us that we're booming down far beyond New Philadelphia, Ohio, and over into just short of downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and just short of being at Cleveland as well. So we want to talk to you about everything that's going on. Well, it has happened. The government today has been shut down. And it's going to be very interesting, because not only is the government shut down, but you have the debt ceiling debate set to start within 2 weeks. So I'd like to see how they're going to roll this one through. My jury is out as to whether it's going to be effective for the Republicans or not. But in my view, I think God, that the Republicans had enough guts to stand up finally, which I think is, my opinion is, it's too much, too little, too late. They should have done this long time ago. They should have stood up and not allowed this to get this far with all of its problems. My problem is, it's going to hurt the United States citizens, in that it will severely curtail your freedom. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that because they trust their government, but I'll tell you like this. The government I know gave blankets filled with smallpox to the Indians to wipe them out. The government I know, they also gave people of my particular background and people that look like me syphilis to see how it was going to affect them. And they left them like that till they died. They did not heal them. So no, and forgive me for saying, hell no, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the government to do anything, really. Their job is to watch over us, protect us. Their job is not to run our lives. Their job is to regulate commerce and to regulate certain things in the United States. It is not to run my life. No, I don't want the First Lady telling my grand nephews and nieces, whoever they may be, that whatever my relatives put in their lunch, that they don't think they should have it. And just because maybe one or two schools that you did not enforce it like that, you still have plenty of them that are enforcing it. The government has shut down. I say hallelujah for this time, because at least, like I said, on principle, the Republicans have stood on principle. Harry Reid and them wasted no time in demagoguing and saying, oh, that crazy Tea Party, they held hostage by this, that, that. Not held hostage by the Tea Party. Tea Party can't hold nobody hostage. Mr. Reid, you don't like the idea that people don't want to be owned by the government. See, the people own the government, and you guys are trying to flip that script, and you want the government to own the people. Well, that ended in disaster for the people to try that before, and I would say to you, I think it's going to end in that same disaster if you continue to try to put people in the bag. I'm not advocating that. I'm just telling you what I know people will do. People are not going to deal with this. Once they find out that whatever happens, the government can have a say-so, you get a cough and a cold, and you go get cough syrup from your government plan here. They can tell you, you know what? You're around too many people to smoke. You can't have those set of friends anymore. Because if you come in here again, we're not going to service you. And then you're going to run out of money. You can't support this many people. Although it's going to be a whole lot less than what they think it's going to be. There's 62 million people without health care right now. We're on health care now. 62 million. By 2016, they figure that there'll be 23 million new people on. Doctors have quit, gone away because they can't deal with it. And the people that don't know anything about any kind of business or the finances and stuff, the people that have never run anything, are, yeah, let's do it, let's do it. We need this. No, you don't need this. You do need a system to help people, because there are people that are being crushed by government regulation, crushed by government interference in their lives. And guess what? They can't do a doggone thing about it because they don't have any money to do anything with. So they'll be the ones that, as Obamacare rolls out here today, they'll be the ones that cannot get a waiver for one more year, 2 more years, 5 years, as in the case of the unions, or a automatic pay of your health care plan by the peoples of America, like the House and the Senate have now. The United States will pay all of theirs, even their taxes on their Cadillac plan. They won't pay a doggone thing. So now, when the Republicans said in their last sending of the government funding bill to the Senate from out of the House, they said, no waivers everybody come up under the same thing. And no, Diva, they are not going to be involved in the exchanges. And if anybody's told you that, they're a bald-faced lie. No, any caller. They don't pay anything. They keep the plans that they have, which is the best plans in the country, which is showing you very clearly that in America, the progressives have been able to maneuver our system into the place where you have the elite group, the rulers, and then everybody else. Elite group of people get whatever they want. They're not sweating. They're not having a problem. Because guess what? Every time a federal tax is taken, you'll pay their well-being, but they rule against yours. That should be very odd, if you ask me. But I'm going to let you say something. 843, you're in there.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, man.
Any government shutdown day.
Shutdown day. Yes, sir. Finally.
Oh, <man. laughs> I thought that it was going to, you know, be an issue with the sun coming up. I didn't know if the lights were going to come on.
They haven't got global warming to that point yet to where they, you know, they're going to blame the sun coming up or not coming up on global warming. You know that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
The idiocracy of this just gets me. You know, they have, 150 years of climate records?
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you what's happening with the Earth that's been here for how many millions or billions of years? They're going to tell you.
Boy.
They're going to tell you that, this is what's happening. You fools. I'm sorry. I call names. I'm a name caller. Lord, forgive me. Because I can't take it. I can't take it, Sal. But go ahead, man.
I tell you, I thought it was Y2K all over again.
I was accused of that last night, by the way. I was accused of being the same stupid, faith people that thought the world was coming to an end on Y2K. I said, well, I don't know who any of those people were, because they certainly weren't Christians, because Christians know better, and if you didn't know, you weren't a Christian. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. But,
yeah,
of course.
That's just crazy. I mean, we know that the politicians are pulling the strings on this thing, and they're the ones that's going to benefit from it. You know, I've been hearing all day, you know, that it's the Republicans' fault. But then again, you know, I guess they think that compromise only occurs one way. So
of course it does. No. This is what a very, very educated person told me yesterday that last time he looked that the government was not, I mean, you know, the branches of government weren't equal.
They weren't equal. What do you mean?
In other words, he thinks that the president is the figurehead, period, of the country. And that, you know, everybody else has to cow down to the president. and do whatever he says. And I said, no, sir, there's three equal branches of government, the judicial, the executive, and the I can't even think of it, but, the Congress is the other law.
Yeah, legislature.
Supreme Court, the presidency, and the Congress all are equal. They are not, one is more powerful than the other. That's why it was put up that way. So you didn't have a freaking king come into office that will not negotiate. He feels that he has the political clout to win this, and so that's what he's going. That's what he's banking on. He's banking this on all of the midterms. A terrible failure as president. Terrible failure. But go ahead.
He doesn't feel anybody's gonna hold him accountable for it. You know, he's got it sold it. He's got the power two of the houses, and that's what he's gonna do.
Yeah, you made a lot of noise that there, so it cut into your words, so you might have to say that again. But
everyone faces challenges.
Hold on, we'll be right back, Sal.
On our own. Sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Tune in at home, at work, in your car, and online to the Valley's News Talk, AM 600 WSOM. Rusty Humphries.
More people coming out attacking the Tea Party, right? I'm starting to say, you know what? Democrats, bring it on. I want more attacks of the Tea Party. I want to see more hate coming from the left. Why? I want the Democrats to continue to show their true colors.
News Talk 600. Salem Quaker football returns to News Talk 600. Friday nights on AM 600 are the home of Salem Quaker football, presented by Stadium GM Superstore. We cover Salem Quaker football from the opening whistle to the final play of each game. Salem Quaker football, brought to you by Stadium GM Superstore, Hexter & Company, Crab Insurance, Fred's Family Pharmacy, Kent State University at Salem and East Liverpool, and Glenn's Archery. Salem Quaker football, Friday nights only on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I want to encourage you all and let you know, regardless of how the situation may look, regardless of what the devil tells you, everything is going to be...
Vicky Winans. Well, it's going to be all right sooner or later, no doubt about it. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff here in the air chair on WSOM 600 AM. We're talking about the government shutdown. And South Carolina, you were in the air, so you can go ahead and finish your, you know, saying some other things. We can dialogue a little bit. You know, it's like people have really a misnomer about what America is and what we're supposed to be here. And I don't know why they think that it's going to be a good thing when all it's going to do is make you just as nominal as any other nation. You'll no longer have your strength because the Chinese call it, or the Arabs call it, a death by a thousand cuts. If they just cut you two or three times on your arm, you're not going to lose that much. But if they cut you a thousand times all over your body, you will soon bleed to death. And that's what you're doing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing. Go ahead.
What gets me is the fact that, you know, they used the term that, and said they did a partial shutdown, and they told all non-essential personnel to stay home. So if you're a non-essential person, then when the government's up and running, why do they need you? You see what I'm saying?
Because you gotta do everything you can to keep people voting for you. So you make sure you got plenty of government jobs. You make sure you give out plenty of government giveaways, and then you've created a voting class of people. Those people will not vote against themselves because, you know, they got it good. So there you have your ruling class and everybody else. and half of everybody else be working for the government. So you're kind of stuck in this position where you never can overcome that. These last two elections. Now, here's the thing. You know, people were saying because Romney ran opposing health care, that this is why, you know, health care should be going through, because he lost and the people spoke. That is not why the people did not vote for Romney. They did not vote for Romney because, don't forget, Romney was the same doggone thing as what Obama was. He created Romney Care, that's bankrupting Massachusetts right now. So for all of those, you know, the small-minded people that need something to grab onto, that's not it. That's just not it. You know, so I'd just like you to know that. So anyway, well, go ahead.
Well, I wonder. I wonder how many Christians are going to vote in this election, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, I'm. The midterms are going to be interesting, very interesting. You know, and I mean, I'm running down here for, you know, for city council, and it's a nonpartisan race, and you know, the word is, it is strictly nonpartisan, but the word on the street is, oh, he's a Republican. But you've got a person that's been in office for almost 20 years now, and the condition of your neighborhood is worse than when she went into office.
But foolishly, yeah.
So,
but foolishly, you'll hear that, and that is so crazy, you know. But that's the ignorance of I should hate it, but primarily our people, and their ignorance takes them there because they don't know the difference between the two, period. They don't see. You know, I tell people, it's just like this. You're sitting on a stove in a pot of water, and they just turn the fire on. That's how they kill and cook frogs. They don't throw them in the hot water. They cook them alive, and they boil them in water, and the frogs never leave the pot, even when it's heating up. And before it's too, when it's too late, they can't do nothing about it. It's over.
Exactly.
And I do not understand for the life of me why somebody wants to go back into bondage. But the children of Israel wanted to do it. They want to go back to Egypt. Well, that's what the people of America are doing right now. They're going back to pre-1776. And they're saying, yes, England, we want what you said, you know, what you were doing in the first place. We're going to stay right there.
Well, I mean, freedom requires responsibility. You know?
Absolutely.
It requires you to do something. It requires you to be actively, you know, in pursuit of maintaining your freedom. And that doesn't seem to be happening right now. I mean, you know, and here's the thing. You've got 61% of all Americans are saying that we do not want this health care plan.
Mm-hmm.
But because you have Democrats that control both the House and the executive branch, I mean, sorry, both the Senate and the executive branch, and before that they had all three branches of Congress, you know, they pushed through whatever they wanted to and didn't even give anybody a chance to read it. You know, Mr. Transparency all of a sudden became very opaque, you know? But and they're selling it, well, their cronies in the news media, they're selling it like, hey, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I got one for you. One of Harry Reid's power brokers just got a 2-year prison sentence. Okay.
For what?
For ex-Nevada power broker. Yeah. Ex-Nevada power broker Harvey Whitmore admitted he was arrogant and naive, but insisted, "I'm not greedy. I'm not a crook." Remember that. Before a judge sentenced him Monday to 2 years in prison for funneling more than $130,000 in illegal campaign funds to Senator Harry Reid's reelection campaign in 2007. U.S. District Court Judge Larry Hicks also ordered Whitmore to pay $100,000 in fines for his 3 felony convictions and serve 100 hours of community service upon his release from a yet-to-be-determined prison that houses white-collar criminals. My,
well,
my. If only.
This is Harry Reid, Harry Reid, Ace Cool Boom, and now.
It's his right hand.
And we don't
this
need
right
voter
hand
ID?
Man. Yeah, yeah. No, yo, you don't need no voter ID. These cats as crooked as the day is long. And Harry Reid, why is it this? Good people, think about something. If you hated Romney because he was a Mormon, then why do you like Harry Reid? Oh, that's the one that gets me. And Harry Reid had the nerve to call Romney names. That got me. But see, to me, it's just a pot calling the other pot black. Not even a kettle. 2 pots calling each other black. But I thought you'd like to hear that one. that's a good
wow,
one.
Wow. Now see, and they're talking about Republic. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, and people don't see through that. Why would you not
Mm-mm.
see through that?
Because they don't want to. That's primarily the whole thing. Because when you slam in the face of people, you know, what historically happened versus what the Democrats tell you. My ex church mates was telling us that, you know, he works for GM, and they were saying that GM told them that Obama was the only one that tried to help them out and got it done. Well,
really,
I reminded him. I said, "Sir, that's you know that's not true, though, right?" And so he said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "The first bailout came from George W. Bush. So
yep.
Why is Obama getting 100% of the credit now just because he's in office?" But you know, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering where you're at on that. So we're going to see how that one turns out for him, you know. But see, history tells stories, and then you have people that rewrite history to fit their own emphasis, and they lie. They lie. See, my grandfather. I told you, I asked you about the few cities that my people were from.
But it's only a lie if people don't believe it.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? I mean, I've listened to Diva. I mean, I love her to death, but I'm listening to what she's saying, and some of the stuff that she's believing is a total lie.
Well, here's the only thing about that. I can't say the girl's not smart. She's smarter than most of the other liberals. I have to agree with Ben on that one. That call in here or that, you know, attack my Facebook. However, when you put facts up in her face, she goes to illogically making up excuses for what you said.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. You know, when you get illogical, you're not being honest. You're just talking, or you're just trying to make your point, and nobody's buying that. And so that's the bottom line. Nobody's buying that. And I, like I said, I've had several people say to me, "Hey, Jeff, who is that girl? And I say she's good people. They'll leave her alone. But, you know, but she can work your nerve now. She can work your nerve. But the thing is that she represents a whole lot of other people. And some of them learned, some of them unlearned. And that's the danger of what has happened, because the Democrats have done an excellent job of public relations. They make it look like they're not the frog or the pig. They are a pig with lipstick on. But the thing is you can't tell that. And because now we got a few pigs with lipstick on in our party that are progressives, we're in trouble trying to deal with it. But we're going to pay some bills right now and hear a little bit of news. We'll be back on the other side, Sal, and talking to you about what's our United Voice of You. We'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown police are investigating after a group of teens assaulted four students. One of the students was robbed and beaten up, his jaw broken in five places. The crime happened about a half a mile away from campus, and the school sent out a campus-wide alert just in case. Police will be adding extra patrols again to the north side of the city. Several weeks ago, seven robberies and a burglary happened near the YSU campus. Police arrested two teens they believe are connected to those crimes. Northside Medical Center says its hospital has no plans to close. They issued a statement in response to State Rep. Bob Hagan's comments that it could happen. The hospital is in contract battles with members of the Ohio Nurses Association, and there are no new negotiations scheduled. The Public Library of Youngstown is teaming up with Hoopla Digital, offering cardholders free, around-the-clock, online, and mobile access to movies, TV shows, audiobooks, and music selections. You can only download up to 6 items per month. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
It's a marvelous weather day, window day. How you doing? It's Mr. Merv's birthday month, all this month. Mr. Merv, you can take 33% off on any weather type window you need. And this Saturday, we're going to have an RSVP sale, one day only at 1596 Motor and Drive in Liberty, where you bring in your window sizes and you'll save an extra 12%. That means 45% off on the one day only RSVP sale, and that means real savings for valued people. All can be financed. We're going to have factory representatives on hand there, and we need you to RSVP anytime, night or day, on myweathertype.com. Let us know what time you want to come in. Just bring in your sizes. And also, if you have any other estimates, bring them in, and we guarantee we'll beat them. Here's the number for the free estimate and RSVP information. 1-800-821-8483. And like always, whether it be one window or house full, Mrs. Merv and the Weather Tights guarantee you'll be satisfied with Weather Tight replacement windows for the life of your house.
Lately, it seems there's been a lot of back-to-school talk. How about you? Thinking of going to college or back to college? Wondering how you can afford it? Check out Kent State University's Columbiana County campuses. We offer 27-degree programs in high-demand fields such as nursing, business, criminal justice, occupational, and physical therapy. Take classes online or on campus in East Liverpool or Salem. We're close to where you work, close to where you live. And we have reduced tuition for West Virginia students in the Northern Panhandle. Call 1-877-KENT-EDU to find out more. You belong here.
Your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer announces the Built Ford Tough Truck event. The deal just got better on a new F-150 and Super Duty 2, like 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,500 cash back. Visit drive1ohio.com for details.
Sweet Jack on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 o'clock, log on to our website and take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more. Visit our website and see upcoming deals and open offers that you can take advantage of right now. Every week, you'll find half-price deals from some of the area's best places to dine, play, and shop. Make your half-price deal, and within 10 minutes of your purchase, we'll email you a certificate to print. And now you can even redeem your certificate using your iPhone or Android. So remember, at 9 o'clock each Friday morning, we'll open our online store for that week's business and keep checking back for more half-off certificates from our area businesses. Sweet Jack Local Deals, every Friday morning at 9, from 600WSOM.com.
+1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229.
Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
You to know that smiling faces, sometimes they lie to you. Hey, South, you hanging in there? Local caller, you're in the air here on WSON 600 AM on the radio dial. Afternoon with Tracy and friends.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How we doing?
I'm doing good, my friend.
Okay. I was informed this morning by somebody in the know that they've already gotten rid of the generals that would have moved against this government.
Oh, yeah.
So, and on top of that, anybody that really cares for the young people in this country would be against Obamacare, because Obamacare saddles the young people again, all of the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to pay for older people. So that's what's coming down. And then you, with a national debt that they've saddled on our children and our grandchildren, at over $700,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country, they're going to take us all down to the plantation. That's a fact, because we're all on this ship together. And if everybody does not unite and go and stop this corrupt government of ours, it's positively going to be the only solution. And what the funny part about, one politician already said, it's going to be a civil war. No, it's not going to be the civil war. It's going to be the revolutionary war all over.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got to get these people stopped. I've called California. I've called Arizona to get rid of McCain, because they got recall rights out there. California says that they cannot recall a federal politician.
Wow.
Can we call the rest? But they can't. But I'm hoping the other two can, because if you don't think we need to get rid of Boxer, Pelosi, and Feinstein, and McCain, and a whole lot more other politicians, even inclusive in our lower, you know, our state, local.
Right.
We've got too much corruption in this country. And it's going to take one movement to get everybody united.
When
after these traitorous people, including Obama, he's got a brother that was exempted from the IRS, and he belongs
right.
to the Muslim Brotherhood. Then they put a Muslim Brotherhood in charge of Homeland Security. So people's got to wake up.
We have a Sharia czar in America, a position called Sharia czar. Now, what the hell do we need a czar for Sharia law for in America?
I've never seen the like out of this White House. It should be called the outhouse.
That's all it is. Well, it smells just like that, but like I'm telling you, what do we need a Sharia czar for? Somebody give me, I'll give you $20 right now. You give me a reason for that.
Because the Muslims are rising up in this country, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the reason for all this nonsense. And we should, the American people need to start closing up their own borders and everything else, because of diseases and everything that's coming in from the illegal, and they now want an amnesty for more of them, and we can't afford, you know, take care of the American people first.
Right.
we had an American nationalist as a president, there's common sense solutions to all of our problems. But to get one there, it would take an armed guard to protect him, to get him there, even to get one there, that with common sense could clean this mess up. Because
right.
The Federal Reserve Board is nothing but corruption also. That's why we owe so much money that it cannot be repaid by the young people in this country or by any of us. I don't think you've got your... Actually, it's more closer to $3 million for a man, woman, child.
I agree.
I don't think you've got your share, and I know I don't have my share. And everybody should start rising up against this government of ours and do it quickly. And, Jeff, thanks for taking my phone call. My phone will probably go dead. I've been on it all day.
Well, thanks for your work, my friend. I understand where you're at and your frustration. I'm going to name some of those generals that were outed, per se, and brought to the forefront and removed from office. And General Petraeus, of course. I don't know if it's Becker was, but John Allen. John Allen was removed. Stanley McChrystal, all forced to resign. General David McClernand. General Carter Ham. All of these people, and there's one other, there's two or three others.
Wasn't there a Mullen, too?
I think Mullen as well. But see, here's the thing. This is what progressives do. They take the people out of power that oppose them. And when they do that, there's nothing that you can do about it.
Right. That's just like Judge Roll down there with the other girl, a woman that got shot, the congresswoman.
Giffords, uh-huh.
Judge Roll ruled against Obama 3 days earlier that he could not take the people's pension. And then, of course, he was shot and killed in that gun.
Absolutely.
And that's what that was all about, too.
Tell me that wasn't mind control. I know this is like stretching far, but listen, people, I'm just going to tell you, whether it's evident in this administration or in others, there are some wicked people out here that are doing some wicked things and causing this situation to be much worse than what it should be. This country is messed up. They are doing things and making things happen that you think are accidents. Call me blacklist believer or not, but they're doing it.
Oh yes, and I believe you.
Yeah, I believe, and you know, I'm not just saying this for the heck of it. Like I said, a government that long time ago put smallpox and blankets and gave it to the Indians, and then gave certain people syphilis to see how it would affect them, and other things that we don't know that they've given us to see how it affects us, then that's the government that I'm not going to give 100% control to.
And before Obamacare, we was taking care of all the kids.
Oh, yeah.
So they bring in Obamacare so all the young people get saddled with that along with the national debt, and they're taking everybody under.
No doubt. That's where we're at. You're absolutely correct. And like I said, this really is bothering me. And I'm looking forward to somebody standing up. But all those generals could have at any time, if they found him to be treasonous, they could remove him from office.
Yeah.
The military has that power, just like the military in Egypt did. When the Muslim Brotherhood guy came in and started destroying things, they went in and said, uh-uh, you got to go.
Make me a general. So that's exactly what has to be done to save our country right at this moment.
Well, I'm hearing you, and I know you're telling the truth. We just got to see who can rise up and who isn't going to rise up. But I think they've removed enough of the generals that had enough power to do anything. But we'll see what they do in civilian life.
When these politicians come home, gather around them real close, because you know what you're supposed to do with traitors anyway.
I know that's right.
So have a great day.
You too, my friend.
Thanks for taking my call.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I know some people think that this is very extreme. South, you're still in the air when you, whatever you want to add something. That this is very extreme, but you don't realize what you're doing here. And if you didn't study 1930s Germany through the 40s, then you don't have any idea what we're talking about.
Well, that's 100% correct. If you don't, you know, understand or remember your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Absolutely.
And so, I believe you got some folks out there that are just turning a blind eye to history.
Well, no, they don't know. They really don't know, and they don't really want to believe that somebody like a Hitler could get in charge of our government. But I said one thing that the way that they are conducting this government right now is exactly like Germany in the 30s and 40s. The only difference is they're not gassing Jews. They're stoning Republicans and conservatives.
Well, in this situation, the Tea Party is the Jews.
Yeah, the Tea Party are Jews.
Because on the floor of the Senate, Harry Reid just made a comment that it's all of this shutdown is to blame the Tea Party for it.
Oh yeah, because they scared the death of the Tea Party.
Well, my question is, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the job of the Senate to present a budget every year? And they haven't done one in 5 years.
Right, they haven't presented any budget. The president has not presented a budget and doesn't intend to.
That's breaking the law, isn't it?
Of course it's breaking the law, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, here it is again. You've got a set of people that have brainwashed the people. You have leaders that have brainwashed people into thinking that they're good people. I have a cousin that's a minister. He really believes in this guy. So much, and I'm up there saying, Doc, no, you can't be serious. And I'm saying, where is your spiritual understanding of this? You know, period, can't you see? God never intended for there to be a communism. And every time that the church tried to come together and create their own little society by themselves, God destroyed them and scattered them all over the world, because that's what he wants. He wants you to take your own ground where you stand. Yes, you have the church where you gather, but at the same time, each person is supposed to take ground. That's what the church doesn't understand, but I'll leave that alone. We're not on that today. I see you out there, 626 as well. But once again, let's see what we're dealing with here. Do you want this? Oh, we're getting ready to go on top of the hour news as well. But do you want this? Is this what you really think that you want? And I want to take a break, so this is it. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Well, it's happened. The government shut down at midnight, first time in 17 years. House Speaker John Boehner says you can blame the Democrats who won't negotiate over Obamacare.
Our country has big problems. Today, our government has big problems. The only way these problems are going to be resolved, if we sit down amicably and keep the American people in mind, and come to an agreement.
Democrats point the finger at Republican Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Speaker Boehner and his band of Tea Party radicals have done the unthinkable. They've shut down the federal government. Now, for us, that's hard to comprehend as being good. For them, they like it.
Lots of non-essential government workers got a day off whether they wanted it or not.
It makes no sense at all. Nothing, it serves no purpose whatsoever. And I feel badly for all the tourists who can't go and go to the Smithsonian when they're here.
She lives in Washington, D.C. The Smithsonian's museums are closed because of the shutdown, and so is the National Zoo.
There's essential and non-essential employees, and non-essential go home and essential stay.
He was part of the team that's charged with caring for the animals during the shutdown. A key part of President Obama's health care reform law is taking effect today. It's a new government insurance website which allows you to shop around for health care.
I'm going to ask you on the home screen to choose your state, and then it'll say to apply now. Once you apply, then you go through four additional steps. You create the account, you apply, you pick a plan, and then you enroll.
ABC News Chief Business and Economics Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. A search team has set out to recover the bodies of five hikers that were killed by a rock slide on a popular hiking trail in Colorado. Witnesses say boulders the size of cars tumbled onto the trail just below Mount Princeton yesterday. The Dow is up 61 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 39. This is ABC News.
The following is a paid commercial announcement.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Mammography Saves Lives Coalition points out that every major medical organization experienced in breast cancer recommends annual mammograms for women 40 and older. Many women think that they could wait until age 50 unless they have a family history. However, 1 in 5 breast cancers occur in women ages 40 to 49, and 75% of those diagnosed have no family history or other risk factors. Dr. Phil Evans says don't give cancer a head start.
By not getting an annual mammogram after age 40, you are increasing your chances of dying from breast cancer, and that treatment for any cancer found will be more extensive and probably more expensive.
Mammography has helped lower the breast cancer death rate by nearly a third since 1990. Experts urge women to get an annual mammogram starting at age 40. If you have a family history, talk to your doctor about what's right for you. To find an accredited mammography center near you, visit mammographysaveslives.org.
The investigation is still underway into last month's deadly attack on a shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya, and now police, not to mention store owners, have a new problem to deal with. More from ABC's Alex Marquardt in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Business owners in Nairobi's Westgate Mall, in which 67 people were killed in a four-day siege last month, have returned to their stores to find them looted. Alcohol is missing from restaurants, cash from registers, and electronics, watches, and jewelry from shelves. The finger is being pointed at Kenyan security forces, who placed a cordon around the mall after the attack by Islamic extremists from the Somali group Al-Shabaab. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Johannesburg.
A new survey finds secularism far outpaces faith among American Jews. 1 in 5 respondents to Pew Research Center's Religion and Public Life Project poll say they have no religion, though surveys do express pride in being Jewish and a strong sense of belonging to a greater community. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Your neighbor accidentally drives his car into your living room. Luckily, your neighbor has minimum liability insurance from Safe Auto, which means for not a lot of money, he can protect himself from his own mistakes. So call Safe Auto right now for some protection of your own. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Stop in today at your local Ford dealer and see why Ford is the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio. With so many options and attractive leasing, there is no reason to consider any other brand. Visit DriveOneOhio.com for details.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Meredith from InfoCision's Newcastle location talks about what makes InfoCision stand out.
Well, if you just ask one of our employees, they'll tell you the people. We pride ourselves on hiring friendly people who care, and we keep them by maintaining a family-focused policies that let our employees balance their work and home lives. We believe that a happy employee is a great employee. That's why we offer a great benefits package, such as immediate health benefits, paid vacation every 6 months, 401k plan with a company match, competitive pay rates, and we also have, including in our wellness plan, an on-site doctor's office and on-site fitness center in all of our locations.
And how can people apply?
They can use our job hotline at 1-800-210-6269. Visit us online at infocisionjobs.com and apply there.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and Friends. The government has shut down, and we're still here. What in the world is going on here?
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy.
Oh, no, we're going to have to do something about that.
From noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com.
No, it's going crazy over here. Going crazy.
EYandFriends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
Okay. We're going on and we're moving on. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. The government is shut down. And 626, you're in the air on WSOM 600 AM radio.
Oh, hey, Jeff. This is Lisa from California.
Hey, Lisa.
Now, I had to call in just to give Diva a little credit, because most women her age, they could be out there twerking somewhere. And it's very rare that... Seriously, and it's very rare that someone her age actually calls in to a show that deals with politics. Because if you listen to all the political shows, it's usually people over the age of 50. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, it depends on what medium you're listening to.
Well, usually.
But I agree with you. Primarily, I agree with you because usually kids are into being amused instead of musing. And at least you have to say that, yeah, they're thinking, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to defend her today and give her a little credit, because there's a lot of other things she could be doing, you know, and in her opinion, she's very well-versed. So I have to give her that.
She's very well-talked. She's not versed.
Well, either way, you know, because there's some things I, you know, disagree with her about, but there's also some things you guys say I disagree with. But, you know, I still listen anyway. So, I do love it when she calls in, because she does get the juices flowing. You know,
okay.
I hear that.
You hear that, Diva? You got two fans.
And also, too, about this shutdown, my question is, I'm trying to figure out, what is this going to solve? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because people keep saying, okay, it's already into law. You know, that's what Obama keeps saying. Well, there's nothing can be done. It's already into law. So that's why I'm trying to figure out what exactly is this going to solve, or is it just trying to prove a point?
Well, here's the thing. I think that it's going to keep the issue hot and heavy before the public. And the thing is, this is not going to cause there to be a negative immediately, other than people losing and their coverage and others having to pay sky high, you know, premiums for their coverage. My coverage went up and I get less of it, and I'm really ticked off about that. So my wife cannot be on. Huh?
Yeah, because I called in yesterday and I had said about mine. I have to, you know, take an assessment, or, you know, I'll be billed. $500 more a year. So.
Well, you have to also look to see what that is that you're getting or what your deductibles are and what everything else is, because that's going to be important.
Yeah, and I guess, and then too, I guess the point is, like I said, it's already going to go in effect, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. So what is the point of this? To us to just keep talking about it?
Well, here's the thing. It's not just keeping talking about it. You also have the debt ceiling coming up. So now if the Democrats don't want to deal, then let the debt do what it's going to do too. See, already Jimmy Carter is clapping his hands and kicking up his heels because he's not the worst president in modern history anymore.
Yeah, little Jimmy.
Well, I'm just saying, he had that distinction.
Yeah.
He was the worst president in the past 50 years. Well, he's not any longer. Okay,
yeah,
and George Bush, no, George Bush. No, he wasn't even honest, because
I'm saying the one of the most honest. I didn't say he was.
Oh, I don't know about. I would probably totally disagree with you. I thought so at the time, but no.
Who do you think has been the most honest? I mean, yeah. Who do you think has been the most honest?
I would say that it'd have to be Reagan.
Reagan, really?
Yeah, Reagan himself. See, we have to understand something. And you have the influence of those that put you in office. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I say Ronald Reagan was the most honest because he was the most sincere. He wrote about what he believed in, and he did what he believed in. Okay?
But he wasn't that conservative.
Well, it's not the point. You said who do I think was the most honest? He come out of California. How is he going to be that conservative? You know, you don't have any real staunch conservatives in California doing anything.
Yes,
but just
I know. Well, this will go on another topic because you know how the Republican Party is all about their convictions, but at the same time you vote in people that are not that conservative.
Well, we don't. We have people in our party that are the same thing as what President Obama is, and they're called progressives. And the progressives are elitist, and they have the idea that they want one world government, and they're going to make sure the United States. One side wants the United States to lead that one world government, and one side wants the United States to be weak enough. So it'll be absorbed into one world government. You have
but
to understand that's what.
That, yeah, but the only thing with that, at least they're open and honest about it. A lot of Republicans, they keep flip flopping back and forth, like John McCain.
Well, John McCain is a progressive. I'm plain and simple. And I'm sorry that I didn't know that at the time that he ran. That's something that I didn't have my eyes open to.
But you kind of can tell by his lifestyle. At least I could. I knew. I was like, oh, there's no way I could vote for this man.
Oh, I understand. And that's why the Republicans lost the last two cycles. They put up people just like that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think in the end with this government shutdown that the Republicans are going to be held responsible?
Most likely.
It gets worse.
Most likely. But it's going to depend on what the people start seeing, whether they start seeing how destructive the policies have been for the past 4 years. That's what's going to have to show, because you know your economy is destroyed right now. You cannot operate a large business here, and then you're going to talk about you want to create jobs, but you're putting wet blankets on the fire of the economy coming back. No, you don't want to create jobs. You want to create government control. And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say. So I guess my question is: so on your side of the aisle, who do you think would be the one to solve this problem?
There's not enough of us to do it, I don't believe, because I believe in the Ted Cruz. I believe in the in some of the others that are conservatives. See, they want to. You notice how Harry Reid attacks the Tea Party.
Yeah, I admit that was a cheap shot because that had nothing to do with
Harry Reid is scared to death. Okay, he's scared to death of the Tea Party. Okay,
and I don't
because
have a lot of respect for him anyway.
Well, I don't have any respect for him, but that's neither here nor there. He is there, and he has he has to snipe them. Why? Because they're powerful, and yes, they can overthrow King Harry, and they can overthrow King Obama. But the thing is you're going to have to put up candidates that will do it. Don't give me Chris Christie.
See, and that's the thing. No matter how crazy you may think the other side is, they still keep standing behind their convictions, no matter what. While the other side, they keep flip-flopping back and forth. So that's my issue.
Who do you think is standing behind their convictions?
Oh, the whole party itself is standing behind their convictions.
What party?
The whole Democratic Party is
standing behind
the
conviction.
They're not saying anything surprising to me. They're not saying anything surprising.
I'm going to tell you what I think the conviction.
You're getting what you pay for. They're for abortion.
Yes. So
they're
that's a good thing?
Marriage.
That's
they
a good thing?
They don't flip-flop on their major issues.
Okay.
The Republican Party, it's a little different. Sometimes they're for illegal immigration, sometimes they're not. That's what I'm saying. This flip-flopping nonsense is getting a little ridiculous.
Well, you're misunderstanding because there's a civil war in the party right now because you have progressives trying to draw us into being Democrats, and then you have conservatives trying to make us be conservatives. So that's the war that's going on inside the Republican Party right now. And it's going to see how it plays out, because those that are like me, we're not going to vote for anybody like a Romney or McCain. We're going to vote for somebody that's a conservative that wants to preserve this union. Now, if you don't want to preserve this union, you'll not get my support or vote. That's plain and simple, and I
totally agree with you. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe in the next election. I have no idea.
Well, we'll see. It depends on who wins this at the midterm. Hold on. 334, you're in there.
Hello?
Hey, 334?
Yeah.
Good morning.
It's me.
No, local. Hold on, local. Go ahead, 334.
Yeah, what's up? Why are you calling me 334? You know this Alabama?
I'm
just in a good mood, man. The government shut down and you know, I heard that I hadn't really had a chance to check, but I heard the Dow is just surging right now because the government, you know, the Wicked Witch is dead, at least on
Zoom
anyway.
So, I
would love to hear Alex call up today. I want to hear what he got to say about the government shutdown. I think he can leave it down for a month, see what happens.
At least let it stay down for a week or two. But
they said it shut down, 20 times since 1978?
Yeah, well, last time was in 17 years ago. So I didn't think that the Republicans dried up and blew away. They got blamed for that one, too. But you know what?
Go ahead.
No, I want to bring up this local call first because I got to go to break in just 2 minutes. And I know you'll be in and out. So let me get my local call in and out the way.
Lead the mic over.
Local call.
Hello. I heard you mention Hitler before, and I was out to dinner at a prominent restaurant, and a priest happened to be there with some people. I overheard him say he thought communism was going to be taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And a thought popped into my head. And when Obama said you'll be able to keep your doctor, and you know it's bait and switch now, we know.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler was a little different. He said you're going to take a shower. Well, they didn't get a shower, did they?
No, not at all.
And that old man with the raspy voice, I can't think of his name. He's very, very smart. He says we're all going to the plantation.
Yeah, that's true, and that's where we're headed. That's...
I hope if they do stay down for 2 weeks, shut down, maybe the truckers can make enough roar. They're going, you know. They're going to Washington the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Well, I hope that they certainly get their voice heard, because that's going to be very important. Hold on, local caller. 720, you're in the air.
Hey, I just want to listen to that.
What you hit your one for?
I want to talk to Alabama them during the break. When you go to break, I want to, like, make some noise. I want to know why Congress still gets a paycheck.
Yeah. we all want to know that one.
Last night, somebody tried to tell me because, you know, it's by law. Well, I think they ought to get paid $1 a year. That'll solve it.
Oh, that, you know what? That would solve it, because then you'd get the people that really want to make a difference, I think. But, you know, but then you couldn't get the middle class people to run for office then, because they wouldn't make no money. But you know what? Neither one of us are going to make any money if I don't pay these bills coming up right now.
Go to break.
We're going to go to break right now. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Kavina, man, I think that's you coming in, or somebody out of 626. I'm going to go ahead and bring you up live so you'll be able to talk during the break. And we will let you do what you have to do. We'll be right back after these messages.
Avoid the rush and listen.
So what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening? This is Kavina, man.
Hey, Kavina, man. How are you?
Not too much, Tracy.
Hey, South Carolina.
Oh, is that Tracy? I couldn't recognize his voice.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So what you think about the government shutdown? Are they just messing with the black man?
you know, there's a lot of black folks out here that also like the government being shut down, because they for some reason think that the government's gonna shut down welfare and shut down all that stuff, and but you know, I don't buy into that. I have a totally different opinion on it.
So what's your opinion on it?
Somebody's playing a speech or something in the background. Oh, there you go. Stop it.
There it
is. Yeah, I think that it has something to do with the, you know, the Tea Party people and the people that's known as the Doomsday Preppers. I mean, the people who are predicting or they actually want a, you know, economic collapse so they can take their AR-15s and go around the country and shoot up people.
Come on, Kavina.
Kavina, man, you know what? I cannot believe how your mind thinks. I'm just so over. I mean,
but I mean, this particular government shutdown is not going to do it. But they're hoping that the, you know, the debt seal situation, that they can shut down the debt and collapse the economy. Because a lot of these people, they spend so much time on air talking about an economic collapse, and then, you know, what they're going to do, they have a bug-out bag, and they have, you know, 1,000 rounds of ammo in their car and everything, and they're waiting on the government shutdown and a collapse. And I think this is one of their ways of doing it. They finally got their politician in office, like a Ted Cruz or, you know, some of these other lunatics. They put them in office hoping they have to shut down the government so they can go ahead and, you know, attack it. They want to go ahead and attack the public. They got, they, you know, why did they get all these AK-47s and 200 rounds of ammo and all their, you know, 100 days of...
Yes,
sir.
Let me stop you right there, man.
Are you asking where the words come out of your mouth?
Hey, that's your people right there. That's your people.
Your average Tea Party person that has no concern about a bag on AK-47. I don't know where you all are getting this mess from, man. I'm a Tea Party person.
But Alabama, are you aware of the Doomsday Preppers and the people
on
the internet?
Yeah, I'm very much aware of them.
Right, so they're not your people. Right, that's the same people. That's the same people who are basically
the
Ron Paul. Paul, Alex Jones.
Hold on, man. I'm from. Hey, hold on. I'm Alabama, and I agree with those Doomsday Preppers because we are in debt. Our dollar is overprinted. Our economy is not. America's not eternal. Governments rise and fall, and when it does fall, the question is, are you going to be ready? Because people, when they're starving, they're going to come with their guns and bats and sticks and come take your stuff. And I don't blame them people for trying to protect themselves. There's nothing wrong with that.
So at least you're honest about it. So you are out there. You're one of the Doomsday Preppers. The thing is, your politicians get in office to create the collapse. And they're trying to collapse. They're trying to collapse you right now. What is that? Is that a commercial?
With buildings that reach out to the sky. Just write your name in my book today and give me your soul when you die.
You to know that. I don't know if you knew that, but if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
Jeff in the head chair here on Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM. I'm getting slammed here on the phone lines, so I got tons of you guys out here waiting to get in because everybody's at home because the government done shut down. I declare. What is my thing doing over here? My computer acting all crazy and everything. That's Tracy's computer. But anyway, we're going to bring up our callers back again here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on your iHeart radio dial the same and at Blog Talk Radio with Tracy and Friends and TracyandFriends.com. Tell somebody to tell somebody that we're talking about it daily here on Tracy and Friends. Okay, yeah. So now we're going to pull up into our... Okay, Trace, since you were there last and you got like six other people waiting to get in.
Jeff, I want you to go to Covina, man, first. And then South Carolina second. And then bring everybody else up. No, and Alabama third. So that we can really go back and rehash Covina, man, spot.
Okay, thank you. Covina, man, come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
This is Jeff. Okay, what I was trying to explain to people is that a lot of this has to do with Doomsday Preppers and how they want to collapse the economy and start their post-apocalyptic fantasy that they have. A lot of these people, they finally got their crazy people in office. You know, Ted Cruz and the gang, they finally got their crazy people in office. These are the same people that follow like Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, they follow all this stuff. They finally got their people in office. They want to collapse the economy because they've been storing up 100 days of supplies of food and water, and they got all their guns and their AK-47s, and they're ready to go. They don't like Obama. They don't like the way that this country is going to go with this, integration and all that stuff, and they're ready for the revolution. So they put their crazy politicians in office, collapse the economy, And then that gives them the justification to get all that ammo and all those guns ready and go out there and start their thing, post-apocalyptic things.
You either you got jumped or you've lost your mind. South Carolina.
You gotta go in the order. You gotta hear it. Go ahead.
I'm laughing. It sounds even funnier the second time around. I'm a Tea Partier, man, and it doesn't even bother me. I mean, come on, man. You must think all Tea Party people carry guns in their pockets. You know, want the apocalypse to start now so we can overthrow the government? No. It doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work that way. We want government to do what it's supposed to do, not interfere with our lives. That's all.
Okay.
Alabama. I think you might be one of those who you can catch. Go ahead, Alabama.
He made a point. I said I didn't see anything wrong with people prepping to just in case. Because, see, what Covina Man doesn't understand is you can't just keep printing something over and over because it cheapens and it shrinks and loses its value. But they're printing money. We don't have but a certain amount of time before it all collapses. It's just a house of cards. Sooner or later, a breeze is going to blow and it's all going to fall down. And when it does, people like Covina Man are going to get in their cars because he's not going to have any gas, food. Because he thinks that America's eternal. He doesn't understand America can fall just like Rome. We can go to where these other nations. And when stuff comes, I'm saying it's only right to protect your family and your property. So that's all those people are doing. Don't just say, see, what it is, he's being lazy. He's not trying to put any time in to understand, so he just thinks everybody's racist and everybody just wants to kill. And that's a lazy, unintellectual way of really understanding someone. Instead of trying to spend time and trying to get to know and understand where this person's point of view, whether you agree or disagree, you want to be lazy and put everything into Uncle Tom racist like us, Uncle Tom's, and then you want to call them racist because they want to protect their family and their future. But when it falls apart, don't come my way because I'll levitate you. Next.
Wait a minute, Alabama. Go ahead.
First of all, I got probably just as much guns and ammo as you do, so I ain't worried about you. But and second of all, the thing is, I'm talking about if these people want this thing. It's not the situation where they sit up there and they say, well, someday the government's going to collapse. Okay, the government's going to collapse. They want to make sure it's next week. They want to make sure it's next month. They're looking at this debt ceiling.
Oh, my
and
God.
This is the catalyst that can kick off my post-apocalyptic fantasy. These people have post-apocalyptic fantasies. They want this dang thing. They have this.
Okay.
These people on the internet who's fantasizing, sliding.
Can they
take the AK-47 and go out there and kill you?
Kavina.
Yes, sir. I'm
Woofa, breathe in deep, brother. Now, I'm going to ask you two questions. I'm going to present two things to you. I told you that the radical Muslims said that that's what they want the atom bomb for they want nuclear weapons for in Iran, and you told me I was crazy for saying it. Now why aren't you crazy? And we're telling you, we know these people that are Tea Party people, and many of us know them across the nation, and they don't have apocalyptic wants. They believe that the apocalypse is going to come because of the stupidity of the leadership of America at this particular time. Now, you're going to tell me that when you got somebody that ran up twice as much debt as the four presidents before him has done something, that you don't think that something just might jump off wrong? Okay, you are the fool. So if you want to go that way, nobody's trying to make any apocalypse come. We're trying to get control of the country again because it's out of control. That's what people say. They want their country back. They want the same things that made the country great before. They want freedoms. They want to be left alone by the government, only protected from foreign and domestic enemies, not to be sit up here and let the government impose upon us things that they want us to do versus what we are, because we're supposed to be that government. This government is for and by the people.
Right, yes, sir. I understand where you're coming from. But
mm-hmm.
The thing is, the reason why you're coming from, because you're a nut.
Okay.
Because the thing is, okay, that's why you say the things that you say. Because the thing is, you sat up there and said you have this long speech about progressivism. You're talking about all these other things that you're putting.
Right.
So you're putting this otherly world view on Obama or on liberals or progressive, whatever it is. You have
progressive.
Right. You have this doom and gloom thought about the progressive.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to let you finish. It's not doom and gloom. No. Listen to me.
I'm going to let you finish.
Jeff,
he don't know his history, Jeff. That's what I mean by lazy. He doesn't know his history. He don't know who these people are.
Dude, I know
everything. No, you don't.
Because you're
speaking in ignorance.
I
wouldn't tell you that. I would never tell you that because I don't know what you know. That right there
is lazy. Okay. You're an amateur.
Okay, fine. You call people, call me an amateur, fine. But I'm not going to sit up here and tell. I'm smart enough to know, not to tell you I know everything you know. So just respect me enough to know when that man says progressives, there are people that came in with an agenda. And I'm sure you agree with that because I've heard you say that before. Don't just sweep that under the rug like that's just some pie in the sky theory. That's truth. That's all that's an established fact. That's all I'm saying. Don't just say everybody that says that, oh, you're just crazy. No, there are people that are progressive, started 100 years ago, came in, gave us the Federal Reserve, came in, gave us Social Security, ran all these programs through, and now we're where we are, primarily 90% because of these progressives. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't get now. I'm mature enough not to sit up and tell you what you don't know. It's called character. I'm not going to sit up and teach you. I'm going to have an intelligent debate and deal with the facts. Let's go.
Wait a minute, Matt. You've been sitting there very patiently. What you got to say, brother?
I'm sitting here patiently because I'm shaking, and it's hard to talk when you're shaking. Listen, let's take what Sabina Mann just said about the Tea Party wanting this government to shut down to bring up about the apocalypse. Let's just take it in a microcosm of what happened yesterday and pay attention for a second. If you watched it as I did, and I watched it on C-SPAN, on the computer, I was watching as many live shots as I could so that I didn't have the interference from any of the network coverage. And if you notice, there was absolutely no want of the Senate to sit down in any way, shape, or form and try to figure out how to keep this government shutdown from happening. Now, Harry Reid himself said that there has never, ever been any bill for funding the government where there were negotiations. That is an outright lie. That is an outright way to make his people, his constituents, think that he knows what he's doing. It has happened every time we have funded the government. There is always negotiations when the government gets funding passed through the Congress. Kavina, man, you don't know what you're talking about because that's what Harry Reid said, and that's how the Senate shut down the House and shut down the government. And as far as I know, there's no Tea Partiers worth speaking of in the Senate. So that is your Democrat progressive left who wants to shut down the government and take the economy and bring it to its knees, sir.
And also, let me add to that that they want it to do this so they can blame the Republicans so that in the midterms, if they win the House back, which I don't think will happen, but if they do, then guess what? Obama goes unabated for the next 2 years. Which is something you cannot afford. If he goes unabated for the next 2 years, you can just say Greece, Rome, whatever you want to say, we will be done as far as freedom goes. You won't have any more because they already have co-opted us and put us in a position. But
Jeff,
what Matt was trying to say, everybody already knows, except for the lunatics on the Tea Party, everybody knows that the Republicans are the ones shut down the government. That is not even
hold
debatable.
On, local.
I don't even know why. You have to accuse me of like I'm
because
a liberal and I'm a progressive.
Facts.
I don't even know why you have to do that because
it happened yesterday.
First of all, I'm not a liberal.
100 years ago, it happened yesterday on live TV.
Everybody knows,
and you are denying what happened right in front of your face.
Everybody knows, except for you, what the heck is going on. I don't know why you're in the secret. Why you and everybody else knows what's going on. You just happen to be the only one with the head in the hole like the ostrich. Everybody else knows
okay.
what's going on. We don't. That's not even debatable. So let's get off that. Let's get off that.
Okay, you
let's
guys, hey, whoa. You guys will be able to fight it out for a little while. I got to go to pay some bills. But, Kavina, man, it's just like this. Just like your mother and father could tell when you was you're trying to hide something to do something. We peeping your whole card right now. You have no idea what you're talking about. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after these messages.
What's the name of your universe, Kavina, man? Just out of curiosity, and where do you park your spaceship, man?
I obviously it's away from your plan uniform. I think you're praying to the God, to the white sheep God in the sky, send you back your Confederacy. That's not gonna happen.
Dude, do you
let
not
me play something to you. You have no idea. You
send
have,
back the Confederacy.
I'm gonna say something that Tracy would not allow to be said on the air. Man,
go ahead, bro.
You're nuts if you think everybody in the Tea Party is a racist. That's like saying everybody is black and man.
Vita Man.
Think about it, man.
Vita Man, this is Kwani. And I agree with people who believe in liberty. And so that makes me a Tea Party member. Right now I have never had anybody to vote for because we haven't had a candidate. We've only had Democratic and Republicans. Now, you've heard me on Tracy's show before. Do you think I'm a racist?
You know what? If I had to say, I would probably say yes. But
really?
I really don't care.
What?
I really don't care.
Really?
I'm not going to.
Okay. All right. And I appreciate your honesty. So where do I fit in as an American? With my value, right or wrong, believe them as they may, we're all American. If I have
right.
only a Democrat or Republican Party to vote for, at election time, what am I supposed to do when I want to vote for someone who believes in the liberty of America, the freedoms of everyone, and will hold up the Constitution? Who do I vote for?
I have no beef with you voting for who you want to vote for. I have no beef with that. My
only
argument
I have for you, you know, you have many times on Tracy's show brought up supremacy, white
yes.
supremacy. But we've
yes.
listened to Tracy's show, and we know, I mean, even though some of us knew before we heard it, that there are white supremacy people and black and probably Asian and anyone else. Now, I would think that a lot of those people are progressive mindsets. They think they're elitist. They think they're better than others. And, or do we agree on that?
Absolutely not.
No. So you think
no.
that
KKK did not have a progressive mindset. But I just wanted to say, Kavina, man, you stand your ground. I'm not feeling well today, so I can't really get into this argument, this fray. But, Kavina, man, you stand your ground. Bravos, man.
Yes,
stand
ma'am.
Up for yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Stand up on that.
Do you agree with what he's saying?
Hold on, wait a minute. You got okay? Just how you guys sound? Just how you guys are getting this?
How you guys are
getting this reaction about what Kavina Man said about the far right Tea Party of Doomsdayers? The left gets the same reaction when you guys talk about progressives trying to work together and bring down this country.
What were you saying, Tracy?
Do you agree with
what's happening, and you guys have your idea of what's happening.
No, that was not the question. The question is, do you agree?
Well, I don't think that on purpose the people are in Congress and our government. I think that they have good intentions in their hearts, but even their good intentions can be wrong and cause bad things to happen.
So you agree with his doomsday prepper scenario when we've been doomsday prepping since 1947.
We're back once again. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial.
and we're here talking to you about what's on your mind. And we were talking about the great government shutdown that we haven't had for 17 years. Seems like we had it 17 years ago and survived. Harry Droopy Reed, and if anybody doesn't remember the cartoon dog Droopy, look it up on the internet and tell me that that was not the character that was made after the likeness of Mr. Reed. Guarantee you it'll match up. But anyway, local caller, I'm going to get you up in the air because I got other people trying to call in at the same time you're on. If you're trying to get me on my local line, please try 1-347-945-5229. We're at capacity on the local line, so we're going to have to hold on for you. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. I think that's better because somebody hung up. But anyway, Tracy?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, local caller.
I thought Bonnie was making a great point.
Jeff?
Hold on. We're going to let Bonnie come up in a minute.
I'm here. I am.
It may be the law of the land, but the law can be changed. Other laws have been changed.
Yeah, slavery used to be the law of the land. Thank God I'm free.
That's right.
Let me look down at my ankle. Nope, no bars on it. Nothing around it.
How's your mind?
Yeah, my mind is clear too. That, but it's not you know, there's a whole segment of people who it's not that way. They don't understand being free. That just gets me. But Bonnie, go ahead, sweetie.
I was just, you know, I've listened to Tracy and I've listened to Kavita Man, and I know he works with young people, and I'm sure his ideas are something he believes in. But he also has brought up white supremacy so many times. I think he probably holds the record for Tracy and Friends of bringing it up and discussing it. And I'm just asking the question, would not progressives, I mean, whether they're Democrats, Republicans or whatever, wouldn't they be more of an elitist mindset? And also, wouldn't they fall into a category, some of them, most of them, a good amount of them, in the white supremacy theory? Because we know white supremacy is any color.
Bonnie, you know, this is something that I've come to the resolve of. When we talk about progressivism, we don't talk about political party.
Right.
Because remember, Republican and Democrat progressives.
Right.
And for some reason, when we say that, people tend not to hear those words.
Okay. Well, then, I guess I can't. But I just, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, Kavita Man says about Tea Party people. And I, you know, we have not had a person on the ballot for 4 years to be that third party to the independent to vote for. I mean, we did have Ross Perot, and now I've totally lost my train of thought. I think he was the last one.
I know what you're saying.
He was the last one, wasn't he?
But now you realize this is where we really have to come. The Tea Party is really not the issue.
No.
The Tea Party is, you know, there are people out there that want to be a conservative, government take your hands off of people, pay your bills, and get out the way and let the free market work.
Right.
And for some reason, people don't really comprehend and or understand that. And so when we talk about progressives, they don't quite get it. And when we talk about liberals, they don't get it. And when you think about Ross Perot is just an independent. And we have more independent people in America than anything else, with either party.
I agree with that statement.
And most conservatives are more leaning libertarian than they are anything else, but the libertarians don't have the organizational structure that the Republicans and the Democrats do. But when you talk about the elitist comes in with no color. The elitist comes in without money, and the elitist come in with only power and their own agenda, and they believe that they're better than anyone else.
And
they know they're waiting for you. And we don't. When we talk about that, when we look at what's going on in Washington right now, they need to shut the government down, and it needs to stay down until they can actually get it right. The problem is they're not being affected by it, and they're politicizing another movement that they shouldn't be politicizing, but they need to get it right. And they're never going to get it right because all of them are wusses.
You know what? Let me add to that, too. There's elitists that are hiding within the Tea Party, too. I was shocked. I was watching, at the end of the night, I watched Greta Van Susteren, and she interviewed Michelle Bachmann last night. And Michelle Bachmann voted against the bill, with the last bill, when it was talking about the exemptions of Congress. And she said, I want a full defunding of Obamacare, but if it comes down to just the part where, you know, the exemptions come in, I'm going to vote against that. And Greta said, why? That doesn't even make sense. And according to Bachmann, she said, well, there's a lot of people in Congress who have sick family members, and they have to pay for them. And Greta comes back and says, well, what makes you any more special than anybody else? And she says, well, if we get our insurance taken away, we have nothing. We'll have to pay $12,000, $13,000 a year. Bachmann didn't even get it.
I'm willing to call
those people out.
Hey, Matt, don't forget they twisted Bachmann up in her state. You know, they really have her whistling up a gun stump because they have something on her because she has flip-flopped on certain things, and she's not a progressive. She's definitely a conservative. However, they have her twisted, and there's not much you can really do with that. But,
well, that's the invasion of the body snatchers. That's what I'm looking at.
But
hey, let me get back to Bonnie, Jeff. When you're done with that,
hurry up because I got to bring in Diva and Alex.
This reason why they even have a Tea Party caucus in the House.
I shut Diva off because it wasn't her turn.
Oh, sorry. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Go ahead.
My response to her is she was making a point of who she would vote for and so on and so forth. And,
mm-hmm.
and my only question to her is, relating to what my point was, who are the doomsday preppers? They say the same thing that you just saying. That was my point. My point was,
listen, that has nothing to do with Tea Party. Doomsday preppers have nothing to do with Tea Party. Okay? You got it wrong. You don't know nothing. Listen, doomsday preppers have nothing to do with the Tea Party. Although you may have some Tea Party people that are doomsday preppers, it is not part of the Tea Party manifesto or anything like that of any Tea Party that I've ever heard or been involved with. So what I'm telling you, you are incorrect in your assessment.
I'm more focused on this point on what the doomsday people are trying to do. They're trying to shut down the government. They have this philosophy.
No, they're not. They don't
collapse.
Have any power to.
Let's just put the Tea Party people on hold. Let's just focus on the doomsday people. They have the fantasy of creating or living.
No, sir, they do not. That is a lie.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Finish.
Yeah.
I can't let you finish
because
I got no power.
I got 20 people on the line. What'd you say, Tracy?
I said, you got to let me finish because I've never heard anybody believe the words coming out of his mouth. I can't believe he does. I don't even need to hear this.
Well, I got... Trace, whatever. Everybody must be off work because of the federal government. Okay, Diva, you go ahead because I can't deal with Kavita Man right this second. Kavita Man, if you can stay on, I will revisit you. But go ahead.
This is why... Me personally, I cannot get on to, this is why I have a bad taste in my mouth and my stomach for Republicans. Because you say shut the government down over something that has already been decided. You have 800,000 federal workers now in furlough who cannot pay for their kids, who cannot take care of their kids. Okay, then you have the Women's Infants and Children's Program known as WIC. They is the first of the month. I'm not sure, but I don't think you can buy formula and baby food off of food stamps because you have that program that is specific to that. So if a baby needs formula and a woman whose coupons are to be redeemed today, she cannot redeem them. Or
sure
she needs
can.
To go sign up for the program, she can't walk into that office. They're not open. They're also closed. And you guys are sitting up here angry and happy that the government has been shut down. The only thing that there was supposed to be a compromise on was we want to get rid of Obamacare. How do you expect somebody who has fought so hard to get rid of something that's not hard to pass? Get rid of Obamacare and pass a clean resolution, and you can hash it out through law or another law or some other time. This is not the strategy. This is not the way to do it. I don't have a problem with Republicans standing up for what they believe in, but this is not the way to do it.
Sal.
Hey, here's the problem. Okay? What you've got is a tyrannical party in the Senate. They are saying, we are not going to do anything. We are not going to compromise. We're not going to do anything with you. You've got a president that goes over and plays golf. He goes over and talks to Iran, but he refuses to do any type of compromise with the House. Now, if they've got the WIC cards or the WIC program vouchers, they can redeem them. The stores are going to take them. So don't try and play that game about, oh, poor women and children are going to go starving.
Thank you.
And so on and so forth.
He can't
it's
go.
Not
a woman
happen.
Can't go in there
I'm
and
sorry.
Go into the office to
Diva,
sign up.
Diva,
it's not
Diva,
open.
Diva.
Yes, it is.
Diva, my daughter
so
has
WIC
coupons.
No, WIC is closed. WIC is being
WIC coupons.
Diva.
Like I said,
Diva.
I ain't got time.
Diva, all right, call. No, you ain't got time for nothing. Call WIC and find out whether they're open. Then you argue that point. But you always go to this crazy bleeding heart BS, and nobody cares. Guess why?
Your heart
because
is.
They get. Guess
your
why? They, that's why we don't care. Guess why we don't
no.
care?
You're happy the
you know
government
why we don't care?
And there are people who are out of work
Hold
right
on.
Now.
You're not gonna argue over me. Once again, we don't care because those people are going to eat just as well in 1 to 2, 3 days maybe. And what about the people that can't afford to get WIC and all these things that are trying to feed their kids, and now their premiums have gone up $2,000-$3,000 a month, and they don't know what to do with that. See, nobody cares about the working people that do that. They only care about the ones that are getting the freebies, the one that shouldn't have laid down and screwed and had the kids in the first place where they got to go to WIC. So now, stop
Ooh.
It. 412, you're in the air.
Hey, Jeff. That's,
yeah.
I've been cracking up this for the last 30 seconds because she called you heartless. And
Yeah.
So,
Simon
anyhow,
Legree is my name. Simon Legree. Go ahead.
Let me, I just want to say real quick, though, that, man, I lost my train of thought. That was funny. Okay. What I want to say real quick, though, is that this whole thing about the government shutdown is a distraction. It's political games by the Republican Party. And the reason I say that is because even with the shutdown, it doesn't matter. All of the unconstitutional things that the government does is continuing to operate. It's actually not shutting down anything. I mean, honestly,
right.
If the shutdown was really a shutdown, then I would say shut it down, you know, let's shut it down every year, you know.
Shut it down.
You know, and so, but it's really not doing anything. All the unconstitutional things that the government does, it doesn't affect it, which is only evidence that, you know, the federal government is out of control, because even if we don't fund it, it's going to keep – it just keeps going anyway. But they're just demagoguing this whole thing because, okay, yeah, you can't go to a federally funded museum or something like that. But for the most part, nobody's missing out on their Social Security checks or anything like that. All the unconstitutional things will continue. But let me say this, though. There's nothing wrong with defunding. That's defunding a bill that the people or Congress doesn't like. I mean, it routinely happens. It's called checks and check and balances.
Right. We got to go to break, Alex. I'm sorry, but we got to go to top hour break. We'll be right back. Next hour sometime we're going to have Prophetess Pam with us as well. But callers online, hold on. We're not done.
More about Tracy and Friends at
WWE. Hey, Alex, I agree with you. I mean, nothing's stopping except you can't go to the park.
Yeah, right. I do too. Everything Diva mentioned No, I'm sorry, Diva. You're absolutely 100% wrong. People are getting their welfare checks. People are getting their unemployment.
I didn't say people
can,
weren't getting their welfare
people
checks.
People can go in and apply
in
for it.
In my mouth,
today.
You always do that. Every
I did not.
Time.
Diva.
I didn't say nothing about a welfare check. At the WIC program, that's not a welfare. You're not getting a welfare
Diva,
check from WIC.
WIC isn't welfare.
Yeah. Yeah. You are all heartless. No free employees not being able to get paid while the government, while Congress is getting paid. They're not getting paid. You are happy and see that these
listen,
people are out of work.
They
are humans just like
job.
You and me.
They
and their lives
job
turn up and down, and you are happy-go-lucky. This has been fought in 2012. It has been fought in the Supreme Court. If you want to fight more, do it some other time. This is not the way to do it.
Where's
for
my
you to
people?
Be happy about a shutdown is also show that we are right. The Republicans wanted it. You don't see Democrats happy about a shutdown.
How
did
you
hear
what I said before, Dana Man?
When you're president and a citizen, I will not negotiate. What does
you
that
won't
mean?
Negotiate because we. Why should we get rid of Obamacare? He campaigned on Obamacare. He said, I will keep it. The voters have agreed. We reelected him. Why go behind the people who elected him and say, you know what, yeah, I know y'all fought hard, went out to the polls, you know, campaigned for me, registered people for me, you worked hard for me, and now I'm going to get rid of the signature plan that you voted for. Why would he
no,
do that to us?
No.
Hold on,
for
him.
They did not.
No.
They did not vote for it.
No.
Well,
Congress,
no.
Voted. Congress voted
no,
for
no,
it.
No, no, no. We voted
no, no, no,
for
no,
him.
No,
we
no,
elected
no, no,
him
no, no.
to put this
Diva,
in place
Diva,
and to keep it
there
in
was
place.
Not, there
That's
was,
what
there
we
was not
did.
A referendum. There's not a referendum that went
oh,
before
oh, now,
the United
oh, now it's
people
to switch up. Now, oh, we not the government now. We don't make the rules.
Says,
we don't make the decisions. Now Congress
no
do. Because you
there
guys have
no
the other,
thing.
Because now it's on the other foot.
Diva, that's not true.
Whatever.
There are parts of that.
Unless you're dishonest.
Tracy,
the only argument is you want to get rid of Obamacare, so you're going to shut the government down, put 800,000 people out of work to shut the government down.
There's not 800,000 people out of work today.
800,000 people, federal workers are being furloughed.
People out of work today.
It don't matter how long this is going on. 800,000 people. It don't matter if it's 2, 4, 5, 10 people. It should mean nobody out of work just because you guys want to shut the government down, just because you don't like Obamacare.
Work.
Oh, and yeah, you can call me emotional
Diva,
because that pisses me off. Because you guys
care,
always want to act like, oh, we're for the people. No, you're not. No, the
Diva,
hell you're
this,
not.
This
and that's why I would never
Diva,
trust Republicans
Diva,
nor vote for them. And that's why people who
care.
Think
care.
Me as we do because you guys always show your true
not
color.
Change anything for you, Diva.
I don't care if it doesn't change anything for me.
Calm down.
I'm thinking about the people who it is going to change for because you know what? It could be me. It could have been me.
No,
hey,
this is about the people
when
who are paying for their health care.
He shut the government down. He shut the government down. Come Diva. On. How heartless can you be?
This is about the people who are paying for their health care, Diva.
They don't care. They still work. They still human. They're human just like you and me. They don't. So they're not human. They don't have lives just because your taxpayer dollars are paying for their haircut, their health care, and their wages.
I'm
they
talking
have family
about my
just
own
like
health
you got a
care,
family.
Diva. I'm not talking about not supporting a program that helps those in need. I'm talking about paying
I'm talking
for
about a program,
the health care that I need,
for out
Diva.
Of work because stupid farce of a shutdown. That's
no,
what I'm talking
Diva.
About.
It was voted
hey,
on without
hey, listen,
my permission.
Listen.
Don't you understand
hold
I'm a voter, too, South Carolina?
Hey.
Lucky,
hey,
y'all
listen,
said shut it
listen.
Down. Shut it, shut
Diva.
It down. Oh, I'm happy. Let the government
will
fall.
You
let
shut
it
up
fall.
For a minute.
Really?
Will you be quiet for a minute?
Hang
on a second.
No, but they don't get a chance to say what I want to say because Jeff is always muting me. So this is the only time I get to. Y'all all get
to
cut in.
I just asked him to mute
me.
That's the reason why he muted
me. I'm all over Kavina, man. Don't let him get to say what he needs to say while y'all get like 5 minutes to say what y'all got to say. When he come back on the air, I'll be quiet. Y'all go back to talking y'all BS again. This is some bull.
Hey, everybody else stay silent. Let her scream.
There we go.
Well, I'll tell you what's bull. I'll tell you what's bull, Diva. When the president does not present a budget in 5 years,
when the Senate
did present a
budget.
The Senate actually passed a budget. Ron Boehner won't elect anyone to conference so they can get into conference to talk about the budget.
If you're presenting a budget,
if you
want
to keep it real, the Senate passed the budget. The House passed the budget. Why is it that budget in conference? Why? Because John Boehner has not selected his conference committee.
Diva, you're
South Carolina. Let me say something, man. You know what? Look, man, I don't believe in domestic violence. I don't believe, but man, but hey, Diva, hey, you're a strong sister. I can hear that next week, way down here in Atlanta, boy. You're a special woman. That's all I got to say, man. Hey, you know what? And you're gonna need a patient man, and there's nothing wrong with it. There are patient people out there, but. Woo! Boy, I'm to my man, I'd be
why
the
is it
crazy.
That every time this happens, it's usually a black woman. When a black woman gets strong and
hey.
States her opinion in a forceful way, it's always the black man who always puts the black woman down. Why is that?
Listen, Diva, you ain't trying. Always the black man what?
I had to sit here for over 2 hours and listen to you guys.
Diva, you've been
2 hours I listened to you spill and talk all that bullshit.
Diva,
and said
been,
nothing.
I didn't say
when
nothing,
I did
no, Diva. My mic's been muted. I've been at my desk.
Say something. We got cut off, shut down, and talked
hear
over.
Emotion. Y'all hear that estrogen? Y'all can hear
I'm not saying I'm not emotional. Yes, I am very emotional because this
is
me.
Like, it's not even about the conversation. It's about how you handling the conversation. You can make your point without. I mean, you just going ham on this thing today.
I
ain't got
well,
anything. I ain't even going to try to get in the debate with you.
You
I ain't getting
so
into the debate with you, though, sister.
So
I just,
happy.
Say what?
Can you hear me?
You
it's not about
so
that. It's
yeah,
about the estrogen popping in your vein.
The reason why we mute you is because you talk on top of people, because I have no idea what anybody said in between your breaths, period. That's why you get muted. It's not because of what you say. It's because
are
of
you
how
serious,
you
Tracy? How many times have you cut to being a man off?
WSOM. Listen online at TracyEnterance.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hi, Jeff.
You play with fire, the devil's a liar. You believe me, you will deceive it. You play with fire, the devil's a liar.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and Friends. A little bit of Sea Wind from the Sea Wind from long, long time ago. Sea Wind Horns with Jerry Hay and all those guys. One of the toughest contemporary gospel groups of ever to hit the scene. They had a little thing. The devil is a liar, and that's what's going on in our political system right now. The devil is lying. He's throwing rocks and hiding his hands. And I know everybody's all upset, and we're going through this, that, and the other, but we're going to get back to our callers here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio. And who didn't we have up here yet? Trace, I'm going to bring up 330-205.
Hey, Tracy, it's Dix.
Dix!
What's bugging me about this is people get laid off from work every day. Why is it such a big catastrophe if some guy that works for the government gets laid off, and it's not a huge catastrophe if some guy works for a steel mill gets laid off? I mean, people get laid off every day. What's the big deal?
Or a guy works at a coal mine.
Yeah. Got lots of them get laid off.
Yeah, this is true.
As a direct result of the president's, as a direct result of the president's policies, we got people getting laid off every day. Nobody cares.
That's different.
Why is that different?
Because that's the government. The government should never lay off. We take care of everybody. It's what we do.
Hey, Alex. Alex.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, you were in a really good train of thought, except that you blamed it all on the Republicans. They're both playing politics on this.
Well, no, I'm not blaming it all on the Republicans. They both do it, but my point is just that, it's called checks and balances. There's nothing wrong with the Republicans defunding or not funding something in a movement by the president. It's called, you know, it's called the power of the purse. The Congress holds the power of the purse. What I have issue with is the hypocrisy where the Congress has the power of the purse, but then they do nothing about it. They forfeit their responsibility when it comes to the Federal Reserve, and they let the Federal Reserve distort our markets, pumping $85 billion every month into our, you know, giving it to banks, and then wonder why our local banks and credit unions can't compete to build businesses in our local communities. It's because all the money's going to the big banks like Chase and Bank of America, you know, and they're getting these cheap. And so it's things like this that, you know, I have no problem with the government shutdown, especially, and I love the point that Six just made. You know, people are laid off all the time, and these federal workers are not laid off. They're just they just have to go home for a few days, probably. But
and
so
they'll get their pay later too. They'll get their pay later.
Yeah, and they're still going to get paid and everything. So, but it's just the hypocrisy and the whole thing that, you know, yeah, that the Congress has the power of the purse, and that's part of the checks and balances. But don't just do it now for this. For political reasons, do that consistently. They need to own up to their responsibility of over the purse when it comes to the Federal Reserve as well, and how they distort our markets.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Yeah,
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
They can use comp days and personal days and sick days for the days that are off. They're off. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because so they really don't lose. It's not like they're laid off and they don't get their money.
They don't have to use those because everything is going to be retroactive. They're going to get paid for those days regardless of whether they're working or not.
Yeah,
wait a minute. It's like snow days?
Yep, and they get paid for them.
They get paid for them without it snowing.
Wait a minute. I got a question. Because y'all know I'm not that bright. So how many days do they get paid for, and when do they stop getting paid? For as long as they shut down, if they stay down for a month, do they get paid for that month?
It all depends on what kind of system they got, Tracy. For me, if I'm out of work, I've got banked some. I think it's like 60 days. What's it? 6 days that I just have banked. If I ever need them, I can use them. So I'm going to get paid either way. I mean, if they have to do that, they have to do that. They're gonna build those sick days back up again anyway. So I mean,
That's why I was saying it doesn't matter about the shutdown. It's just political because all the unconstitutional parts of the government still keeps going, whether or not they shut down. If the shutdown actually meant something, then I would be calling for a shutdown every month.
Hey,
I heard a commentary last night. I like what the guy said. He says it's just like Christmas vacation. That's all.
It really is, and it says right here. I have a news article says about 800,000 of the federal government, 3.3 million workers will be furloughed, couldn't come to an agreement to avert a shutdown. They will continue to get paid through the time. The previous shutdown in 1995 lasted 21 days. Okay, so here's the thing. They're still going to get paid. They might be a little bit late getting their pay, but guess what? Nobody gives a doggone about us being, you know, not getting paid. Or like this idiot I heard, you guys really missed this one. I listened to, was it Today Show on 21, NBC? And they had this woman on there explaining to how the middle class was going to probably have to pay more for their health care. She said their health care might go up $3,000-$4,000 a year, but it won't kill them. Oh, man. My wife started to call 911 because I about had a fit on that TV, and I almost pulled it off the wall and threw it out the window. If I had thought it really could have done a difference, it's sort of like the shutdown. It's not helping us. But you know what?
Now, how are you going to tell me it is not going to hurt me if I got to spend $4,000 more a year? Now, that's the epitome, and this is the stupidity of liberal government. This is how the liberals get sucked. Go ahead.
That's $333 more in months on top of what you're already paying.
Whatever you're paying now. I can't afford that.
Yes, you can. You're a Republican. You're rich.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Tracy, I tell you what, I'm going to borrow off of you this year, okay, till I get it together.
As soon as I get there, I'm going to write that check.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to wait right here, too. But, you know, this is crazy. This is crazy. Listen, yes, the Republicans are going to make a stand here because they can. Yes, the Democrats are going to not negotiate. Why? Because they know that the Republicans are going to be held liable for it. Plain and simple. That's all this is. But it's really playing with some very serious matters, because the Republicans are standing for their principle. And the principle is we do not want to be dragged into socialism in this country, which this administration has done quite well. Look at what you're dealing with, where you have a complete industry that's been destroyed.
Coal.
A complete coal is destroyed.
Coal.
Now,
he
said he was going to do it. But the thing is, the ignorant people are the ones that go along with this, because they don't realize what it means to have coal go away. I realize what it is because I just had to fix my computer because we have rolling blackouts. Okay? So now, ladies and gentlemen, I really have a hard time with this. I really have a hard time with, what's going to go on. I would say to the Republicans at this particular time, you know, you might as well let this thing go through now. There's nothing really, you're not going to stop it. But you do have that debt ceiling coming up. You should be able to get something out of this situation right now.
Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you. Now, if they shut the government down up until or beyond the debt ceiling conversation,
mm-hmm.
what will they be able to do, and how can they actually make this mess a bowl of soup?
Well, you had the president facing off with a lie yesterday, and I have to say it was a lie, because it was, that the economy is going to be in danger because of the shutdown. Well, no, the economy is in danger because of the policies he put in place he threw a wet blanket on the fire of businesses trying to come back.
The economy is actually recovering because of the shutdown currently.
Absolutely, because the stock market's gone crazy.
You're right.
And now, it's my understanding that when it goes with what's happening right now, and with the debt ceiling, it can really affect America's credit rating, instead of them going from a AA+, going back to, and they can drop them down even further because they
absolutely
won't be able to pay their debt.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and even though, now see, here's the thing, they're touting deficit cut in half. Well, it doesn't matter that the deficit is cut in half. You're not earning any money in this society. You've taxed the people beyond what you've ever taxed them before in history. Our taxes are higher now than they almost have ever been because of the plenitude of taxes, the health care bill taxes, the EPA regulations, and all these other things that are destroying business. And that's what people are not paying attention to. And so they're doing just what the progressives want you to do. They're turning around and pointing their hands at the Republicans, and the Republicans are saying, you've got to stop this or it's going to destroy you. Okay, so now, I think that they may have overplayed their hand. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens in 2 weeks. because that's when the debt ceiling thing comes up again. And if it's not raised, you're going to see some fireworks. But once again,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Why is no one pointing the finger at the president? He has not submitted a budget.
Because
of continuing resolutions.
Well, this is the thing. George Soros has bought the media for him, and they were in his pocket anyway. That didn't matter because they're just as progressive and liberal as anything. That's why you get the slants and the lies that you get. That's why you get the news that you get out of those media, and they all turn on Fox News as if Fox News has been so wrong. Fox News is very fair, actually. I get mad at Fox News many times when they have been open and allowed the president to get away with saying things that were just plain out and out bald faced lies. Plain out and out bald faced lies. And I understand it. I understand where they're at because they went, they learned their journalism from progressive schools. That's what they do. But it has nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's what you're dealing with. You have to understand, either we're going to be what the Constitution made us to be, or we're going to depart from that now and do something completely different. Did we need to change health care? Yes, we did. Did we need to do this to change the health care? No, because all this will do is cause the government to have purview over everything you do, just like you see the little kids that had their lunch taken by monitors in the schools when they felt that their bag lunch was not wholesome enough for them to eat. So anyway, callers, I want you to hold on. We'll be right back after these messages, and Prophetess Pam will be with us probably at that time as well. So we're going to just pick her brain as well and see what's going on. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Be right back.
Will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly.
Hey, South Carolina, did you get my email?
This is local.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did anybody
hear me? Local call, go ahead.
Okay, I was flipping through the stations, and I heard a man say he was surprised nobody picked up on something Obama had said. He was supposed to have said, if it works. It was on a Fox Radio News or Fox TV. He even said it himself. I don't know if he slipped or what. I wondered if you could bring it up.
I'll bring it up tomorrow when I get in, when I research it. I'm actually driving in from Cleveland, so I wasn't in the studio today.
You were in Cleveland and you didn't come to see me, Tracy?
I'm sorry. I was at Cleveland Clinic, but I'll be back next week.
Maybe we'll get together for lunch or something. Let me know.
That would be cool. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'll be home.
You just gotta email me. Email me your phone number. I don't have it.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, there's a big
home. That would be cool. But I'm looking at this, and I don't think we really get it. We don't get an understanding of it. I know that people they're not paying attention to it. And if they don't hurry up and do something, I don't think we understand how severe this is going to be. And it's bigger than Obamacare.
Well, I've said it all along, Tracy. I heard a lot of people agree with me last night when it comes to letting it go through. Just let it go through. It's so contradictory. It's so bloated. It's so huge. It's so disgusting that it'll collapse in its own weight. It's going to take its founders, its writers, down with it, I think. That's my opinion.
I don't think it will. I think it'll take America down because I don't think we can afford it anymore.
It's a good point. We really can't, but
I know I can't. I can't afford it anymore.
what would have been your best case scenario from last night, Tracy? What would you have liked to have seen happen, say, around 6 in the afternoon before the other two bills went through?
They should have sat down and talked about it. I mean, if you sit down and put your politics aside and everybody quit playing on the midterm and their personalities and just do what's right. I mean, it's not rocket science. We need to delay it. Okay, it's a bad bill. We can fix a bad bill if we're willing to fix it. But we're not willing to even sit down and have a conversation about it. They know it's bad. They know it's bad legislation. But we know that we need to make sure people have access to health care.
Right, and they can't be called out for it. I mean, when you have something, and they put it in the bill, and they said it's blatantly unconstitutional, and that's the whole exemptions for Congress and White House staff and you name it. It's completely in the Federalist Papers. It's our founding documents. It says you're not allowed to do that. I don't even know how you come out and say we're not even going to entertain talking about it.
When we don't realize that there are people out there. And Congress refuses to be, would you be a participant in Obama here? How do you have all these waivers? How do you have all these exemptions and let them get away with it? I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It's because you have people, like certain people that were
talking
earlier.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
This is good for you, but not good for me.
945-5229. Or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. I want to say 1 minute before I bring up our guest as well. I want to get the local caller in. And, okay, we lost our local caller, so we will not go to the local call. Yes.
No, that was me. It was humming in my ear.
Oh, sorry about that.
Mine
so
too.
So sorry. No, wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Prophetess Pam Burnett is that's Tracy. Providence, but I have a bone to pick with her first. What you mean by calling my program 20 minutes late?
I actually called earlier than that, but I could hear the hum through the line maybe about 15 minutes after I came on the line. I could hear the hum through the line. I was wondering if it was on my end because, you know, I've been having this problem with my phone.
No, that's a local call hung up and it didn't release good, that's all. Anyway, we're here, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I welcome, as well as Tracy welcomes, Prophetess Pam Burnett out of, right now, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she has lived for many years and has relocated now to the East Coast. She came into the pit of hell in on the coastline because she lives near D.C. right now. You live in the belly of the beast.
Right. I live in the belly of the beast, and I think most of America doesn't understand what a beast it is. But it's also a wonderful city, too. Hello, Youngstown. I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, you're talking to people all over the nation right now, so you got a good we've got plenty of people to just call in and listen, and so we have New York up there, or New Jersey, I should say. You can push that one if you want to talk. And to California, so you we're pretty well, you know.
Well, excellent.
We got people here everywhere.
You're stretched out across the nation. That's good. I think that for a lot of people, particularly Christian people, and I'm a fair representation of the body of Christ, do not understand some of the things that are transpiring in the D.C. area. And I've been living there over a year, and have been a frequent visitor to that area for just about all of my life. I remember Daddy used to take us, Jeffrey, down there, and he would have to down for ORC or whatever it was he was involved in at the time, especially when he was a prosecutor for the city and for the state. And the atmosphere has definitely taken a shift, and it's making its declaration, so you're seeing these kinds of crazinesses come out. Now, I'm one of those people that I'm not for Republicans and I'm not for Democrats. I am really getting ready to register myself as nonpartisan. I'm going to register myself as an independent because I can't take the quarreling, the bickering, and the insanity that goes on. There are many, many people that love God that work in this administration. They're active and they're undercover and they're doing certain things. And there also is an atmosphere that's set up that really, really, really got set up and associated with the last administration. But now it's going to the ninth power because it really is a place that spiritual forces that are dark want to overcome. But I want to remind all of you who really do love God and who know the Lord, even those that don't know him and he loves you anyway, that he has a plan and he's executing his plan. And there are some counter moves being made that are going to pull things into focus. But I've been sounding this alarm to the Church of Jesus Christ for all of these years, since 2006. Pray. We are not collectively praying enough. We pray so little because of racial prejudice and so many other things. When it comes time for us to gather in the mall in Washington, D.C. and pray, especially for our president, our governors, senators, et cetera, all the way down to our aldermen and mayors, we do not gather. We're gathering on racial lines. I've been down there for National Day of Prayer, and you see some black people down there, and you don't see the presence of enough whites. And it really is a disastrous thing. It's been two times that I've been in the D.C. area when this went on. If you went back 5 or 6 years ago, you would find that there were all kinds of people everywhere, Native Americans. Everybody was gathering. Everybody had a plot and a place. But now, if you bow your knee in front of the Capitol, on the Capitol steps to pray, you can be arrested. So we need to pray. That really is all that I have to say. I don't want to get into the whole quarrel on what is really going on between parties and everything else. I think it's a tragedy, and I think it's stupid. And I don't even want to get in on and wager in on the quarrel of it, but I'll take any of your questions that you have. But nonetheless, that's my focus of attention, and I've been sounding that alarm since 2006. To pray. I told you these days were coming. And much of the church didn't believe me. They didn't believe me at all. I told the church this day was coming. I told them it's going to be exactly like this. And it's exactly what I said it was going to be. And it is going to escalate and get worse, incidentally. But it's going to take a radical turn when the body of Christ decides to bow the knee and pray. When we pray collectively, when we stop the ignorance, we stop the racial prejudice, when we stop the prejudice against women and everything else that's incorporated within us, when we stop that, then God can move for us. But until that is put in check, we're going to get more of the same.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%. What we're also seeing is on the world surface, we're seeing the church being attacked and Christians being murdered wholesale over in the lands that we so-called helped to get democracy over in the Middle East.
Helped to develop. Not only in the Middle East, but all over Africa. And Nigeria right now is a horrible hotbed. Liberia is hard hit. The Sudan, all of these places that comprise what was included in the Middle East and Asia are now under attack because that contains all the way down into the continent of Africa. You know, it's really, really bad in much of the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been over there many times in the Middle East and Africa. And, you know, even had prophesied to many of those nations, and many of the things that that God spoke through you came true. A little bit of that, just a tiny bit of that, you know, in the nations, because you went to South Africa, was that last year or year before?
No, I went several years ago to South Africa, the last country I was in. I'm trying to remember. I can't even remember. I think it might have been in Europe. I might have been in Europe. No, Trinidad. I was in one of the island nations. But and I was in Europe the same year. Yeah, I went to London, England, and I went to Trinidad in the same year, like a week apart from each other. But that I had an urgency. I had an urgency to get to England, And Daddy was very ill, but I expected that God was going to keep him here until I'd finished this mission. Well, when he started asking for me to come home, I came home instead because I heard his voice and I knew it. And, Jeff, you and I talked about that. We knew Daddy was leaving us. So right. I was there when Daddy slipped away. I got on a plane days later and flew into the nation of England. And I went into England, into the UK, and I prophesied to them the riots that were going to come as social malcontent in the nation, and also because of Islamic forces that were trying to take over and really have a voice in Parliament, and that Sharia law was going to be legal in many portions of the UK. And all of that has absolutely transpired. Parliament went almost in the fisticuffs. They burned London, England, and the surrounding, all of the areas. I walked around in those areas. They burned in those areas. And the pastors that hosted me out there met me for the first time when I got off the plane. Somebody recommended to them that I should be able to come to their church to give the word of the Lord. So I came to their church and gave the word of the Lord, and that was the word of the Lord. Within 2 weeks, they burned England. And, I mean, it was far worse, according to the reports that came from the pastors, than the news media picked up. Also, during that same period of time, I began to see Korea, and I said that the president of that part of Korea that's really insane was going to rise up and start making a lot of noise and a lot of threats, and then all of a sudden he was going to become stealthily quiet. This was January 2013, and he did exactly that. Then I tried to tell the world about Syria raising her head and acting a total fool. I said, Syria's right. going to be a heavy threat. You better start praying for the nation of Israel, because Israel isn't going to stand for Syria to continue to threaten. And I said, if the church focuses her attention on this, if we pray, if people collectively pray, I don't care what you think or believe or who you believe in, if you start crying out, you're going to be heard by the Most High. And these things can be turned. But it's not over with Syria again. God called her stiff-necked and said exactly what she was going to do. I wrote it on paper, and she's doing exactly what the Lord said she was going to do. So these are times where turbulent times are coming to the nations. But in actuality, God is getting ready to move in an incredibly powerful way. And when he does, a lot of this disarray and this hoopla and everything that we're seeing right now is going to be squelched, and it's going to come to naught, because it's not time for the end yet. It's not the end yet. It's far from the end. You're going to see some glory days coming up soon, but it's not going to be as quickly as some people might want, and you're not going to see them this year. But you're going to see that corner begin to be turned within the next 3 to 4 years. God is going to do something. But it all is hinging upon a praying church that prays for real, doesn't just mess with this, comes together and prays with specificity.
And let me add, as when you say praying church, you're not talking about a denomination or a building or anything like that. You're talking about all those that are believers.
I'm talking about the believers. People that know and love God, and even the people who want to know God. I mean, anybody can cry out to God. He'll hear you. He's going to hear you.
That's right.
Okay.
I agree.
Anybody can cry out to God. He's going to hear you, because he's going to hear the masses now. The masses have to cry out, because I told you it was going to come to this day where the masses were going to have to cry out, because we were going to take a whooping. We're taking a first-class behind whooping. And I've made so many people so angry at me, they've slammed doors on me across the United States because I didn't say this was going to be your president and he was going to do this and that and he's saved and all of this other stuff. I told the truth. And so it happened the way I saw it.
What got me is when you told me before the first election that Barack Obama was going to be the president of the United States, I was ticked off.
He's going to get in.
I was angry.
Not only that, God has a reason for putting him in there, and it's the Almighty that did this. You have to trust and know that. It's the Almighty that did this.
And the Almighty spoke to many Christians and said, you have to vote him in. And whenever I go to vote for a presidential election, I do not choose according to the party that I'm of. I don't choose according to anything except the voice of God. And I always ask him, why should I cast my voice in that direction? And he will tell me what to cast my voice for. Sometimes your voice, your vote, when I say voice, I mean your vote. Sometimes your voice or your vote has to go for something that's going to punish. Sometimes it has to go for something that he's going to turn and bless. But if you keep your ear to him, you'll know which one is going to happen. And so I'm not even going to tell you which way I went, because if I say it in one place, then I get hoopla, and if I say it in another place, I get hoopla. But you better believe that I voted the conscience of God. Okay, and I knew what I was doing when I voted, and I knew also what God was going to do. And so sometimes God will have you give a protest vote. You know it's not going to work, but you're giving a protest vote because your heart and your mind have to stay in a certain direction. Other times he'll fasten you in so that you will pray and seek his face by virtue of the fact that you upheld something. So you had Christians and non-Christians and everything else on both sides of the issue, but it's God Almighty that spoke that thing in. Because we needed this. We needed this to show up all of the inadequacies and the foolishness. The country is going through crisis, and we're still arguing on whether a woman can go in the pulpit. We're still crazy enough to be in arguments as the color carpet. We're still crazy enough that if a person ministers in a small community and 20 people show up at church and all 20 of them give and she ministers to 7 or 8 of those people, we're stupid enough to say that she only ministers to people who gave her something. We're
okay,
done.
Hold
this
on,
is
hold
crazy.
On, hold on. Whoa, whoa, Providence, we got to go pay some bills. We'll be right back. Keep her online. You'll be able to talk to her during the break. We'll be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Hey, a lot of people don't know what ministering is, so you're going to have to explain some things.
I will.
Hello, this is
Bonnie. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
This is Diva. I'm not sure if you remember me.
Yes, I remember you.
It's something about you. Every time you come on this show, you have a calming spirit about you. Because I was in an uproar earlier, and I just have to say that I have to apologize to everyone for how I reacted. Because in listening to you, you know, when God has called you to do something, you have to do that thing, no matter how much you feel about it personally.
That's right.
When I defend President Obama, I have not been in this walk for very long, but I know what God has called me to do, and I know what he has purpose for me. But sometimes it's still hard to let go of the old. And so when I start defending President Obama, it's like, I'm not trying to justify it, but for me it's like, okay, I feel like people are attacking him, so I need to defend him, even though I know that certain things are coming, certain things have been done just to get to a certain
place
that God has set.
They're just wrong. And see, I was taking a direct middle ground because God loves seated presidents. He's the one that's in charge of them getting in there. Nobody, the book of Romans says, nobody gets into that powerful position of authority except by ordination of God. That's what it says. I'm paraphrasing it. And see, I understand why you would stand and defend him, but this is a truism that if he is a lion, he needs no defense. Okay, if he is not, then he needs your prayer. Okay, so either way you go, you still come out good. You come out good. Because too much of his policy, I don't like him at all. And I feel him more keenly when I'm home than at any other time. And I mean, I've been in the D.C. Baltimore area under many presidents' administrations. I know who is going to be the seated president since, I think, Ronald Reagan back in the 70s. So I've known who was going to be president of the United States since then. And it happened exactly the way that I thought. But only after I started to mature in the things of God did I understand why I knew it, because I didn't know I was a prophet back then. That was a joke. I had no idea. But when I found out why. You're an advocate, sweetheart. You're meant to defend what is disenfranchised. That's what you're called to do. And that's why you feel the need, the urgency to defend. So now start allowing God to show you which fights to pick. So you fight your battle to win. Then you'll start winning your battles. You'll fight your battles to win, and you'll start winning your battles because he'll get beneath you. But that's who you are. It wouldn't surprise me if you were in some kind of capacity on a job where you had to advocate for people. Because
I'm
that's who you are.
I'm actually a mental health advocate. I'm a mental health advocate.
You're a what advocate?
A mental health advocate. I will advocate for any cause.
Yes, you will because your grace gift is advocacy. So now that is the word of the Lord to you, incidentally, because I didn't know you were an advocate for healthcare. Okay, so since you are, it's because you were born to be an advocate. If you had become an attorney, you couldn't be no more advocate as an attorney.
You about
than
what's
you are
on
now.
Our mind
you
and
born to do that.
Finishing up the day with the last 15 minutes of this on this show, and we thank everybody for hanging out with us and calling in, and we're talking to Prophetess Pat Vanette, and as we finish this, I'm going to say, hey. Don't think that everybody knows what you're talking about when you say talk about minister, because they don't. Because we have a very wide secular audience as well as those that are believers. Everybody here is not a believer per se. And
right.
Okay. Because I know you get ready to preach now. You get up there. That's a tuning. I started to bring an organ in, but I couldn't get it out fast enough.
Yeah, my voice is not all here either. My voice is not all here at all. So I wouldn't do that if I could do it because I don't do it well. It sounds silly when I try. There are people that do it real well. When I say minister to, I mean you preach the word of God to people, you give of God's bounty to people, and then the Lord might give you something for somebody that's a specific word that he sent. Would be something mm-hmm. that you don't know anything about, but that they themselves should know or would see come to pass or should know about. So usually right. God will pick something that he knows that you know about, and then he'll go from there to something else. For example, I was just speaking to a sweet young lady on the phone, and I said to her, God says you're an advocate. That's what you do. You're called. That's your grace gifting in this world. You are given that gift to advocate as an advocate for on behalf of the disenfranchised. She says she's an advocate for medical systems. So, you know, it's a truism. And I told her, pick her fights well. In other words, don't advocate everything. Don't pick a battle where you don't have the wind of God with you to uphold you in it, and you'll win more battles and you'll feel better about life. So that's what I'm talking about when I say flow and ministry to people.
I was going to say, but please don't encourage her. I'm picking. Me and her go at it all the time.
I'm sorry, but I'm still trying to
See, oh, God,
figure out how y'all related because she has a calming spirit about her. You get me all riled up. She can say President Obama was wicked, and I don't think I'll get mad.
Well, okay. She's not going to tell you that.
Related.
She won't tell you that because that's not her place.
That's
not her
place
to do that.
That's not what I believe.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what I believe. I hear something else. But there's a reason for everything that's happening now, and it isn't always a reason in God. It many times is a reason outside of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, even in my house we have differences of opinion. And the thing is opinions are fine, and when you deal with things, you have to deal with things in truth, and you have to deal with things in love. When you're arguing a point, which I count, we do talk radio. This is talk radio. It's entertaining as well as informing and all the other things. So, you know, we do the back and forth and things like that. Tracy and I don't agree on everything. And the four of us, four or five of us here, we don't always agree. We don't see the same thing the same way. And the thing is that's a great microcosm of what America is. And so we have to look into that. But the thing is I'm going to always do one thing. My point and my place is I'm going to stay with what is good, with what was the original intent of something, and things like that, because that's where
right.
I manifest. And it's not that everybody is wrong if they don't agree with me. It's that I'm going to show you what I'm seeing. Because I see a whole lot of things. I can see the reason for this health care bill being in place. Because guess what? Those that could have done something about it really never did a whole lot about it. And when you ignore a problem of your own people, but yet you're taking care of other people in other areas and other places in the world, that to me is not a just weight and an equal balance. So therefore,
yes,
I understand it. Yeah, I see it. But I also see, too, that the plan of those that put this in place was not really to help. And this is what I believe in, what I'm seeing. But it's to control you more so than anything. Because they should not be able to control what you do in your life if they're going to give you health care. Because guess what? You are the government. You are the ones that pay for this, no matter how small of a tax you pay here or there. If you buy gasoline, you pay federal tax. So therefore, everybody is entitled. I want everybody included, not just 23 million of the 62 million. That's my concern. So anyway, that's what we're looking at here. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, online 843-482-726-720. You know, Tracy, that's you. 918, that's you. 482 and Diva 614. If you guys want to talk to Prophetess Pam, ask her a question. Inquire whatever you want to inquire, please do. She's here with us just for a little while today, but
just for a few fleeting minutes now, because you're coming up on the close, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Did I hear somebody say something?
Right,
what we be in now? South Carolina, what you doing?
Huh? Say what?
Oh.
What am I doing?
Yes.
I had you guys muted. How much of that conversation? How much of that conversation y'all heard?
We heard enough to know that you was not talking to us.
My mom came in the office and said she's mad with the Republicans, trying to figure out what we doing.
Well, tell her to get on the phone. Tell her to get on the phone and talk. Anyway,
she might have to stand in line. There's a lot of people mad with the Republicans.
Yeah.
A lot of people mad with the Democrats too.
Well, yeah, it's running like a 52-48 here, and so it's gonna be close. But this is about the midterm elections. This is about nothing else but the principle that the Republicans stand for. But it's not. I'm just going to say it like this. I don't know if this is the way to get it done, but if they want to force the issue, this is certainly the time to force the issue, because that debt ceiling has to be raised, because I don't think President Obama wants to beat Jimmy Carter. He's already moved Jimmy Carter out of his place, but in my opinion. But anyway, 843, Tracy, you're on the line. And Tracy's not talking. She's out of there. Okay, so anyway, we'll get them back up and running in a minute. But anyway, now, one thing that I'll say this is, with all the uproar that's going on, I remember years ago when we were in a Cold War with Russia that I don't know whether it was you or I know what you prophesied according to that. You said that the bear would arise again, and when he arose, he was going to be more ferocious than he was the first time.
Five times.
Go ahead.
Five times more ferocious than he was when he rose initially. Mm-hmm. Communism has taken a new tilt and a bent. Every single time I talk to, I have several of my colleagues, and also I call them my spiritual sons and daughters that are involved in that arena where you're involved in like World Trade or other entities like that that handle trillions of dollars in revenue. And whenever a business deal comes up on the table that has any of them seated under it that's involving large amounts of money, Russia is always there. But what most people don't know is many times Africa is there too, specifically Nigeria. And you always have China there. But Russia is the greatest force to watch and reckon with. You always have to reckon with that because they're out after world dominance, but they're not going to come anymore with guns and tanks and all of that. They're going to come in the economic arena and try to do what they need to do in and through the economy. And so this is why we have to watch, because she's a very, very wealthy nation that suppresses her poor. She used to be a Christian nation, and before when she was, the reason for what has happened in her now has been because she overthrew that. So that's the Selah moment for the United States of America. Nonetheless, Russia is who she is, and she's involved in everything. Her hand is in everything. She and China are at the world dominance. You have to take in consideration that all of that area was considered Asia, all of it. Just because they don't look Chinese and all of that doesn't mean that they're not Asian. This is all Asia. And Asia rises up in the end for world dominance. This is where you get the greatest army ever to hit the face of the earth, coming out of Asia in the end.
This is true. Asia and Asia Minor, you know, because you do have Iraq and Iran that will probably come together at one point. We know biblically that Damascus is destroyed before all of Syria is destroyed, and it plays into the scenario right now, whether it is the actual scenario. Those things are in the news right now, Prophetess. And
they're in the news right now.
Syria.
What is?
Go ahead.
Wouldn't this be the time for our nation to start really coming together as one? Because in the end, we're going to need, well, you know, God is our strength. But as a people, we need to stand united instead of being divided. And right now, we're going
Absolutely.
In the way of being divided.
Absolutely. We are. And I'll say this especially to us, those of us who are Black. You have to take in consideration those nations that are now strong Muslim nations. They have ideologies and a cause, but they came out of Abraham. You have to realize that. Until their feet are seated back under the table in the covenant, no rest is going to come. So we need to pray that their feet be set under the table. Everybody is in a terror, okay, and everybody is in a terrorist. These are people that believe what they believe. As solidly as I believe in Christ, they believe in Allah just as solidly. And so instead of us taking the tact of going in the direction that we're going, we need to show them by the power of the love of God what the truth is. But we also
Amen.
Need to pray until they come to the table, because nothing is going to change until their feet are under the table. And see, there's a reason why they're ostracized from under the table.
right? And they pulled themselves out from under the table because they didn't understand why we went in the direction we went. You have to remember, as a Christian, we had crusaders too. We were crazy, bloodthirsty, killing under monarchies and everything else. So we can't expect the rest of the world to just jump on board with Christ when we were bloodthirsty at one time in history too. We need to change the atmosphere of it by bringing the power of the truth of God into the situation.
Well, thank you, Prophetess. We thank you for coming in with us today. And we got to get up out of here. It's the end of the show, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Tracy will be back in the air chair.
Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 6. CEYandFriends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy.